preparing our hearts to receive Jesus. That is what Advent is all about, preparing a place for the Lord, a place for Jesus. For the last few weeks in our homily series, Wonderful Wandering, we've been reflecting upon how in the rush of Christmas preparation, perhaps also the pain of different kinds of suffering we experience during this time of Advent, during all of this wandering, we've explored how it can be wonderful, how it can be joyful. We reflected upon the fact that we need to watch for Christ, watching for Him in others, in prayer, in the Eucharist. We spoke about preparing the room of our hearts to receive Jesus. And then we spoke of if this time of Advent is maybe particularly painful because of the loss of a loved one this year or some other suffering, we reflected upon the fact that Jesus is always with us and that the Christmas season boils down to the basic truth, the basic reality that we need God and He is always there, loving us and always with us. God is the one who saves us, supports us, and gives us joy. As we bring this Advent to a close and Christmas begins literally 9 hours from now, we are presented with two accounts in today's scriptures of God preparing His dwelling place. In the Gospel, we find a very familiar story, the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, you are the chosen vessel to receive the very Son of God. Now, we always remember when we go to Mass that the first reading and the Gospel have a very special connection. The Church places these two readings together on purpose. And so we have the Annunciation in the Gospel. What do we have in the first reading? And how is it connected into the Gospel? Well, we hear about God's response to David's building of the temple. The temple was God's dwelling place in the world. It was the place that you would look and say, God dwells everywhere, but especially here in the temple. But God gives an interesting response to David, to David's building of his temple, through Nathan, God's prophet during David's reign. The Lord says this to David, "Thus says the Lord, should you build a house for me to dwell in? The Lord reveals to you that He will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir from you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." Two things are happening in this response to David. The first is that God is proclaiming to David that his kingship will never end, and that at one point a definitive king will rise. And we know that that is Jesus, King of the universe. But a second, more subtle thing is happening. God is saying to David, "You think you will make a house for me?" He says, "No, I, the Lord God, will make a house for me. I will make a house in this world where I will dwell." And what is that house? We go to the Gospel. It is the womb of the Virgin Mary. God prepares Mary to receive Jesus, to be the ark of the new covenant, the new temple where God will dwell. So my friends, this Sunday's Gospel message, I think, is a very simple one. Amidst all our efforts to be holy, all our efforts to be good, to prepare a place for Jesus in our hearts and lives, it is God who will ultimately transform us and prepare our hearts. On our own efforts, we can do nothing. But with God, all things are possible. God prepared Mary to receive Jesus. God will also prepare our hearts in the midst of our sinfulness and weakness and lack of trust and faith. It is God who prepares us. That is the message. But aren't we supposed to do something? In the Christian life, aren't we supposed to act to actually perform some action. Well, yes, but it is not as we expect. We are to follow Mary's example, to say yes to the Lord, "Thy will be done." Like Mary, our yes is not a passive one. It is an active yes. It is the yes of following in the footsteps of Jesus upon that great adventure to heaven, for it is an adventure. The yes of Mary is one who takes up the cross of Christ and follows after him. Our yes is a yes to go out to all the world and proclaim Jesus' love to everyone we meet. Our hearts and lives, each one of us, is intended to be a dwelling place of Jesus. And it is God who will prepare our hearts and lives for him. The question we must have is, will we say yes? Yes, there is that initial first yes we give to the Lord. But like Mary's yes, she said yes over and over and over again. That is the question posed to us this Sunday. Are we going to say yes to the Lord, to allow him in to transform us every day, day in and day out, until we reach the gates of heaven? My friends, we pray for that grace to say yes through Mary's help, through Mary's prayers, and through the transforming power of God. We will say yes, and he will lead us to eternal joy and happiness when Christ comes again in all his glory.